Did you know that you could support this show by hitting the support button on anchor.fm/13degrees of gold? You can also support us by going to cash.me/13degrees of gold, or just simply listening and sharing this podcast with your friends and family will help keep us on the airways. Support us today. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashetu Amadu. I just want to take the time really quickly to thank all of my listeners. You guys have been sending my listens through the roof. Please continue to share this podcast. Also, I wanted to make the announcement, if you have not heard on one of my previous podcasts, I need people in my hot seat who would like to receive a free tarot oracle reading from my fabulous reader. Please email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com so we can get you live on the show and we can help you through whatever it is you're going through right now in life. Now, anybody can qualify to receive this free reading. The only thing is it has to be live on air. That way you can help others heal. Because I can guarantee that there is somebody else who is going through the exact same thing or extremely similar things to what you are experiencing here and now. So be a blessing to somebody else. And let my reader be a blessing to you. We will start these episodes very soon. She's going to be doing these live for 2 weeks straight. Please hop on this opportunity. You never know how your life can change. Take the risk. It is 100% okay for you to be transparent and naked, especially if it's going to help somebody else grow, right? So I'm going to encourage all of you guys to email me and let me know what your issue is and say, I want a free reading, okay? We are also doing free coaching sessions on my show. If you already know what the issue is and you just want to move through things in life, I'm doing free coaching sessions in my hot seat. And if you need something from astrology or numerology or my functional wellness practitioner, if you would like a session with one of them, please email me letting me know the situation. I will reach out to my residential team and we will get you guys squared away. We are all about the progression of you. Okay. And with that being said, guys, this podcast is here to help you guys heal, grow, learn. I am completely committed to you guys giving me your input. Please email me with hot topics. Is there something that's been burning your, burning you up? You just need to know this answer. You want to know my take on it, or, you want to know one of my guests' take on it. Please email me topics. I love to get feedback from my listeners. You guys are amazing. Okay, guys. So I got a spurt of inspiration. That's why I'm on here right now. And the inspiration was all about energy, right? I've been hearing people say, keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. Well, I agree with keeping the same energy if that energy is bringing you the life that you want and the life that you deserve, right? So if you are doing something that you hate to make money, do not keep that same energy. If you are living somewhere that you don't care to live, don't keep that same energy either. If you're in a relationship that is not positively serving you anymore, I wouldn't keep that same energy either. If you're fighting with your siblings or with, you know, your neighbors, or you know, you always seem to have problems with people, 9 times out of 10, the common denominator in your life in all these situations is you. I would not keep that same energy. I tell people all the time, if something is going on in my life, I have trained myself to not look outside of me, but to get real personal with me. I ask myself hard questions all the time. This has to do with me, because in all the situations in my life, guess who's the only constant? I am. The situations change, the people change, the circumstances change, the everything changes except for me. So if I keep running into problems, what does that mean? It's nobody but me. I do not need to keep that same energy if I keep running into problems. Your outer world will let you know what is going on in your inner world. Okay, guys? When your inner world is glowing, so is your outer world. How do we get our outer worlds to glow? We focus inward. We go inside. If somebody is always pissing us off, we don't yell and scream at the person who's pissing us off. We figure out, why am I getting pissed off? Everybody say this with me. Why? Why? Knowing the why is the most important thing. Why opens up knowledge and power for every subject in your life. I don't care what it is. When you know why you're doing what you're doing and why you want what you want and why you're saying what you're saying, you are confident. You have confidence. You trust and believe that God will bring that thing to you that you are seeking because you know why. If you don't know why, you kind of like wavering and straddling the fence a little bit, and you're not even sure yourself. You start sending the universe like crazy signals, and the universe, law of attraction, is going to bring you exactly what you're sending out, which is, I don't know. If you don't know, guess what you're going to get? A pile of I don't know. So we want to make sure we know. When we know, we're clear. A way to get clear is asking why. So instead of keeping that same energy, unless you are where you want to be in life, I suggest becoming the energy that you would like to be. You know they're saying fake it till you make it? I want you to play pretend. I want you to act as if it is already here, and then it will be. And if you listen to what I'm saying very carefully, you know, don't be so quick to not listen right now. If you listen to what I'm saying, think about it. If every time your kids ask you for some money or ask you to buy a toy and you always say, I'm broke. You're acting broke in that moment, aren't you? You're walking like you're broke. You're talking like you're broke. You are professing you're broke. You're driving like you're broke. I'm pretty sure your energy is down when you say it. I'm pretty sure you seem a little depressed in saying that, because honestly, that's not your truth. Wealth is our birthright. And when we profess things like I'm broke out of our mouth, it brings your whole energy down and you take on the role of a broke person. So guess what law of attraction does? Law of attraction brings you more broke. That's deep, huh? Law of attraction brings you more broke. God does not argue with you, and this is not a world of assertion. Whatever you say goes, period. The universe doesn't talk to you in words like we speak, right? Because you can speak Mandarin Chinese, I could speak Spanish, she could speak English, and the universe will deliver all of our things to us at the same time. How is that? Because we are speaking in vibration. We are speaking in vibration. The only thing that the universe pays attention to is the subject at hand. If you keep saying, I don't want to be pregnant, I don't want to be pregnant, I don't want to be pregnant, literally the I don't is out the window. It's only the subject matter that gets the focus. Pregnancy will come to you whether you say I don't want it or whether you say I do want it. Because whatever you're focusing on, that's where energy goes. You're focusing on pregnant, the subject, right? Here's my suggestion. If you don't want to be pregnant, focus on being at the beach, being at the club, being on cruises, having fun, girls' night, guys' night. Focus on drinking cocktails at a bar, because that is the for sure way that you will, well, hey, to each his own, right? But when I am focusing on drinking cocktails at a bar, I am for sure not pregnant, okay? So focus on everything opposite of pregnancy. Focus on those things that you cannot do while you're pregnant. Let that be your focus and you won't be pregnant, right? Whatever you focus on will come to you faster. Boom. With that being said, if people are in your life and they're driving you crazy, if you keep focusing on how wrong they are and how bad they are and how much they get on your nerves, guess what's going to continue to happen? They will continue to be wrong, drive you crazy, and get on your nerves. I have a quick fix for it, though, guys. It's so simple. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the energy that you want to be aligned with. Do it now. Do it right now. Stop what you're doing and make the decision. Guys, it's so simple. It's a decision. After you make the decision, the next step is consistency. Consistently continue to make that decision. You need help with consistency? I'm glad you asked. Pull out your phone. Let's set some alarms to help us to remember to be consistent. Grab a pen and paper. Let's write what it is we want. You have to actively decide constantly over and over again that this is what you would rather live. There are other things you can do, like hypnosis. You can do past life regressions. There are so many other ways you can tackle this, right? But if you're just starting out and you just want to see, you know, like get your feet wet a little bit, I suggest becoming that thing that you wish for now. Be the change you want to see right now. Align with the energy of the thing that you want, right? If you want $1 million, what does $1 million feel like? I don't mean literally, because literally $1 million is probably like 15 pounds of paper, right? And when you look at 15 pounds of paper, is it the same as the million? Like, let's get to the root of why you want the million. Why do you want $1 million? And if you had $1 million, how would you feel? How would you walk? How would you talk? How would you dress? How would you speak to other people? Who would you associate with? Where would you eat? Where would you pump your gas? What neighborhoods would you be in? What side of town would you mostly be on, right? All of these things are important, because if you can act as if right now, the as if will happen to you, period. You act broke all day and you end up broke. You're acting out everything that is your reality. So if you want to change your reality, change your actions. Change your actions. Don't tell me it doesn't work because you haven't tried it. You know how I know you haven't tried it? Because you're still living the reality of the thing you don't want. If you were living the reality of the thing you did want, you would be doing the things necessary for you to have that reality, right? Don't argue with me, okay? Don't argue with me. I hear some of your heads arguing. Get out your head. Don't argue with me. Take what I'm saying at face value, right? Check this out. What I'm offering you doesn't cost you a dime. It costs you no money to try this. It costs you $0 to make a decision and execute. Zero. Okay? You can sit here and argue me down, and you can come up with every reason in the world why this won't work. My question to you, those who are arguing in their head right now, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? I don't care about being right. I don't care if what I'm saying is flat out wrong. If it gets me where I want to be, I'm happy. right? Try it. See what happens. I don't mean try it for one day. You have to consistently do this. Make the commitment that you are going to consistently choose to feel rich, to act rich, to walk rich, to talk rich, to think rich, to eat rich, to commune with rich people, to drive in rich neighborhoods. Make the commitment to be that thing that you want to achieve for 90 days straight. Come on, guys. Let's go ahead and do this. You guys, hop on my social media. Get on my Instagram, which is at 13 Degrees of G. Get on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/13degreesofgold. You guys can even reach me on my personal pages. I Shay to Amadu. Get on my social media. I want you guys to hashtag 13 degrees of change. I want you guys to hashtag 90. Hashtag 90. Tell me what you guys are going to do for 90 days. What is it that you want to achieve? Let's make this a challenge. Let's make it a little fun. Let's get creative with it. Be the change you want to see in the world, and then your world will change. You cannot be worried about everybody else, right? I'll give you guys an example. So when I was 17, I had my first baby. When I was 19, I had my second baby. Those are my two older daughters. And when my daughters were growing up, I did not have the best relationships with their fathers. Okay? One of the relationships was null and void. The other one was a little aggressive. Okay? We weren't able to like co-parent at all. So one day I decided that I was done with that baby mama drama stuff, right? One day I decided that I was going to have a harmonious family unit with all of my children and their fathers and their wives and their other children. And we were going to eventually be like a village raising our children happy and everybody's taken care of, right? I decided that. I didn't talk about it with any of my children's fathers, any of that. I just made the decision. So immediately, every day, I started visioning us being a whole family unit, a complete unit. Then I individually took my children's fathers and I started to see them in their highest light, right? I started to see the God in them. No matter what had happened, no matter how many fights, no matter how many times I got cussed out, no matter how many times I cussed them out, no matter like all of that crap did not matter anymore because I was done. I was done with that hamster wheel. I made the decision to see the best in them. I saw the best in them at one point in time. I laid down and had a baby with them. I decided that no matter what they say to me, it didn't matter how they treated me, it didn't matter their opinions, I was not going to waver in my depiction of them in my head. And I immediately started praising these men. I immediately started sending them love, sending them light, uplifting them, pouring out all the love that I could withstand to pour out to individual people for no reason at all. Because there was one point in my relationships with them where you would have called me batshit crazy for loving them in spite of everything that was going on personally between me and these men. I kept doing it. Every morning I would wake up and I would see our families happy, harmonious, with money and smiling and success. Everybody is successful in all their endeavors. Everybody living the life that they deserve to live. This was my dominant vision over and over and over and over and over again. And right now, as we speak, both of my daughters have been living with their fathers for the past 3 months. We have the most dynamic relationships now. One of my children's fathers calls me goddess. We love each other. We are able to sit down and laugh with each other. We invite each other over to each other's homes for get-togethers and for games. We are co-parenting and we are friendly and everything is really good. I had to become the change I wanted to see. I could have kept cussing. I could have kept fighting. I could have kept trying to have my way be done, right? I could have kept doing all of that and I would have been where I was. I could have kept matching their energy. Ooh, I could have kept that same energy, right? I decided enough is enough. F their energy. F how they feel. F what they talking about. F it. I decide on this day I'm going to love them anyways. This is what it meant in the Bible when it said, God said, turn the other cheek. That's what they were talking about. Don't let people run over you. Don't let people mistreat you. Don't let people, you know, that's not what it means. It means be the change you want to see in the world. And then my world changed. Guys, I'm telling you stuff that I have literally done. I can give you millions of stories of how this works. But my purpose in coming to you guys today is to simply ask you, what do you want? Get clear about what you want. After you know what you want, I challenge you for the next 90 days to be that person. Be the person who is driving the Camaro. You want a Camaro? What color do you want it to be? How fast would you drive it? How would you wear your hair if you had the Camaro right now? How would you walk if you had the Camaro? How would you talk? Get into character. Be the thing, be the person, be the change. Anything you want is worth fighting for, except this is not a physical fight. The hardest part about this fight is you mentally doing it consistently without talking yourself out of it. This is the real work. All that efforting you're doing with your muscles, pump it. Cool your brakes. Calm down. It don't even take all that. I'm talking about inspired action, people. Do the work mentally. It's simple. It ain't easy, but it's simple. Consistently be that person, that thing, that situation that you want to do it for 90 days. You guys, let me know your results. Let me know how it's turning out for you. Please hashtag 13 degrees of change. Please hashtag 90 and let me know. We're going to hold each other accountable. Any of my listeners who's listening to my shows, we are going to hold each other accountable. I want you to hashtag both of them together. Hashtag 13 degrees of change. Hashtag 90. And I want you to commit to the world what you are going to do for 90 days. Choose one thing you want to do. It doesn't have to be anything major. It can be something as simple as you want to start recycling. Okay? It doesn't have to be like $1 million or a Camaro or a house. It doesn't have to be these huge, big things. It could be whatever it is that you have been thinking about that you really would like to incorporate in your life. I want you to hashtag 13 degrees of change and hashtag 90. And I want you to commit to the world, live in full effect, what you are committed to doing for 90 days. We are going to do a focus group and we're going to set up an accountability with partners and everything, guys. It is so simple to realize that you're a creator. And once you realize it, there are simple tools that you can do to show yourself that. I just gave you one. Hashtag 13 degrees of change. Hashtag 90. Before we get off of here, I have been inspired to pull a card for you guys. I am using my numerology guidance cards. So I want to know what number should we focus on as a collective. What is the message behind today? And I'm just doing a quick little shimmy, shimmy shuffle here, guys. While I'm doing a shuffle, let me do some housekeeping right now. I would like to encourage all of you guys, especially my loyal listeners, to make a donation to 13 Degrees of Gold to keep my podcast on the air. My purpose of doing this podcast is to get practical information of manifestation tools out to the masses. That is my goal, okay? And I can do that with the help of all of you guys. I can stay on air doing this full time for you guys. So please feel free to make a donation. There's a support button at anchor.fm/13degrees of gold. You guys can also cash app your donations. Please put a memo that it's a donation, and you can, my cash app is the $13degrees of gold. Okay. If you guys have any questions or anything, please feel free to email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. I am also taking coaching clients right now. If you feel like you're at a place in life where you're ready to move to the next level, but you are not exactly sure how to do it on your own, I will be a personal coach for you. I will be your accountability partner. We will look at different techniques, find what works out for you, and then we will meet consistently every week, and we will imply these techniques, and we will, you know, put them into your life, and we will get you headed in the right direction. Please go to my Instagram. There is an application there for the coaching. It is at @Aishetu_Amadu, and click the link in my bio. It'll take you straight to the coaching application. That way, I can make sure that we're a right fit for each other at this time in life. I don't just want anybody to work with me. There is some criteria that you must meet, and that is for both of the progression of both of us. So now that we've done all of the housekeeping rules, thank you for all those who already donate. You guys are very much loved and appreciated. Thank you so much. So let's get into this card pool. We are ready. Archangel Michael, I'm asking you to come in and give us a word today. What is the message for us collectively on May 22nd, 2019? And this message is timeless. So if you're listening to this at a later date, this still applies. Here it does. Okay. So the number there, this card just flipped over. This card is a yellow card. It's really golden because this is 13 degrees of gold. And it's number 33, the master teacher. And this card is all about communication. So I'm going to give you some tidbits on this card. First, I want to tell you what this yellow means. So the color yellow, or the color gold, which is the color of this card, means creativity, communication, self-expression, and joy. Okay, so that is what the basis of this card is. And communication card indicates that you need to communicate your thoughts and your feelings and have the courage to speak your truth. Instead of keeping things to yourself out of fear of judgment, ridicule, or conflict, you must express your honest opinion. By doing so, you are releasing that energy from your being and promoting a healthy body and mind. This card indicates that you have something important to say. You are being encouraged to communicate or express yourself through writing, speaking, singing, dance, acting, music, or art. You may prefer to compose poetry or note your thoughts in a journal and keep your ideas and feelings to yourself. Or you may choose to voice them to others so that you may give and receive guidance, wisdom, and hope. Whether your message is intended to inspire those around you or to simply heal yourself, it is important and necessary to help raise your own vibration, which in turn raises the vibration of the world. Yes, yes, yes. In order to improve your current situation, you are being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life. Cycles that are encouraging you to communicate and express your truth. When you are honest and respectful and seek to serve the greater good, your message will be received in the best possible light. Honest communication is the key. And here's the affirmation for us, guys. Repeat after me. By communicating my truth, I create a healthy, harmonious life. By communicating my truth, I create a healthy, harmonious life. And guys, this card is so perfect. This is what 13 Degrees is all about. I am here to inspire leaders and motivate stars. Let me just let you know, anybody who is attracted to this show or to work with me personally, it is not by chance, you guys. I am the coach's coach. I work with the leaders who go out into the world and do the light working with the people on a very basic level. Okay, you are not here by chance. You are an old soul. You are a star seed. You are a leader. You are a teacher. And you came to remember. And I am here sharing my thoughts with the masses, with everyone who is willing to listen, because it has been impressed upon my heart. From the time I was a little girl, I was told I talked too much. I'm so glad that I do. You guys, I have had a wonderful time today. Remember, this is 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashe Tuamadu. And until next time, peace.